Kingdom Ears on AM 1420, and that's the Chain Gang. And this is Bob Langstaff here with special guest Dale Barnett, National Commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion. And National Commander Barnett, who is a West Point graduate from Douglasville, Georgia, and retired Army officer and veteran of Desert Storm. And as we head towards Memorial Day, we're going to talk about the VA. And National Commander Barnett says that we need to fix it instead of nixing it. Yeah. And good morning to you. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bob, for having me on the show today.
Well, you're sure it's our pleasure entirely. There have been a lot of scandals involving the VA, and why does the American Legion believe that it still is needed?
Well, the VA is a large healthcare system, and there are so many veterans that have unique healthcare needs. And, of course, we advocate for the best health care that we can provide. There's war stories out there. There always will be. But I will tell you, in the private sector, we hear stories each and every day as we look at our local news. And what we want to do in the American Legion is we want to make sure that the veteran gets the best experience when he receives his health care that he can. And we're working as partners with the VA. In fact, tomorrow I'll be going to a meeting with the Secretary Bob McDonald, and we'll be talking about ways that we can improve that veteran experience. It's not a perfect system, and certainly the American Legion would never say it is perfect, but we are working hard to address the issues that do exist with the VA to continue to improve it to make sure that our veterans do get that great health care.
Now, from your point of view, what sort of recommendations are you going to be making? How can the VA be improved?
Well, certainly the CHOICE program did not roll out as we envisioned. There's been some unique challenges. One of the things that the CHOICE program was designed to do, if a veteran didn't get an appointment within a timely manner, and 30 days was the standard, that they could outsource it to another health care provider in the community. One of the issues that we're seeing is that those providers are not being paid in a timely manner. Most providers expect payment within 30 days, and the industry standard is about 80%. We're finding in many of our VA areas that that's closer to about 25-30% is getting paid within 30 days, which is making some of the providers not wanting to do business, which impacts on our veterans. So the CHOICE program, there's some real issues there. We continue want to modernize our telephone system so that our veterans can get their appointments in a timely manner. And, of course, the claim system needs some major reforming.
Hmm. So it sounds to me like it's procedure and paperwork, or maybe paperwork is an outdated term, but that the kind of the communication system is what really needs fixing.
Absolutely. I think most of our veterans, once they get to their provider, are very happy with the care they're getting in our VA healthcare system. And as I go out, and I go almost weekly, I'm at one or two or three VA healthcare systems. And most of the time, when you talk to the veterans, they're happy with the experience. But I will tell you, there's countless others that do not get into the system because they become frustrated. And that's where I think our local network of service officers that provide assistance to not only our members of the American Legion, but to all veterans, help them navigate a very bureaucratic system. And we know when we work with the government, no matter what branch it is, that there's a lot of paperwork and it can become frustrating. So we've got a network of service officers that help those veterans navigate that system, and they can be the best friend a veteran ever had.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because it sounds like the American Legion is doing quite a lot to ensure that veterans get high-quality health care from the VA hospitals. And you actually have a hands-on approach with this, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And trust me, I feel extremely passionate, Bob, about our veterans and about providing the best health care that they can ever receive. And so we're going to fight for our veterans because they have earned that respect. And we made a bond as our government. We sent many of our veterans in harm's way. And it's just it's a contract and a bond that our government has made with our veterans, and we need to fight to ensure, and we will stand up, and we will be heard if there is a problem. But then again, when there's a question about privatizing and just throwing these veterans out into the open market, we're certainly against that. We think our veterans deserve a very tailored and veteran-centered approach to their health care.
You know, as you say that, and it's a contract with the veterans, it's almost the same argument that people have about whenever anybody brings up the idea of privatizing Social Security. And they say, well, wait a minute, we paid money into this system. You need to keep it going because you have a contract with us.
Well, certainly I think our government, and we could just look at PTSD, TBI, 22 suicides a day of veterans, that there are some unique challenges that veterans face as they transition from a very, very demanding and stressful military life into civilian life. It's not something new. It's happened after every major war that our country has ever fought. Because war and combat is unique stressors, and certainly I'm not a medical professional, but I can tell you that veterans do experience a lot of issues and difficulties as they transition from military life into civilian life. And I think we need to do whatever we can to address those unique concerns, and we need to be progressively looking at ways that we can help our veterans make that transition, because they gave so much for all of us, for our freedom, that we deserve to do the same for them, to provide them that quality of life.
Now, how can veterans receive assistance when they're trying to navigate the VA system?
Well, we have these service officers, and I'm going to give you a website. It's legion.org, and there's a listing of service officer providers in your local areas. And if you can't do that, just contact one of your local American Legion posts or at the state level of their headquarters, and they can get you in contact. Or just call up the VA and ask for the service officers, and they can get you in contact with that service officer in your local area. And I will tell you that I utilize a service officer when I began the process of enrollment into the VA healthcare system. And I think it's very important that I don't know that I could have done that on my own. I might have gotten frustrated, but these service officers are trained. They know how to fill out the paperwork. They know how to dot the I's. They know how to make it so it's a fully developed request, and then it's right the first time. So you don't have to go through a series of back and forth with the VA. So I think it's important that your listeners know about service officers and how important, whether they're a veteran themselves or they know a veteran or they have a family member that's a veteran. I think it's important that they get that help. And the American Legion wants to make sure that the veteran gets served in our health care system.
Well, thank you very much for sharing all that with us, and certainly we hope some people will take advantage of that and go to legion.org. And I want to thank you for all you're doing on behalf of the veterans, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thank you for having me on the show and being able to talk about some unique needs. I think right now in the campaign system, we're not hearing much about veterans' issues. And we ought to be hearing a lot about veterans' issues because it's just totally unacceptable that there's 22 suicides a day of veterans. We can do better than that. Our nation can do better than that. And the American Legion will continue to fight to ensure that veterans' issues stay on the forefront of the conscience of the American public.
Well said. Thank you so much, and we hope you have a very successful meeting in Washington tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.